Man, did I say this to you, Katie, that you look great today?
No, and Matt, don't you dare.
You're so smart, and Jason's a great guy.
What? I mean, I'll take it, and I know. But anyway.
Oh, I just thought it was something I didn't know if I had already told you or not today.
Yeah, Jared, today is your day for the New Year's resolutions, and you're not going to get out of it.
Oh, okay.
So no amount of complimenting. I mean, you can keep it up if you want.
Sure, right.
Yeah. You should tell us those things before I write it down.
Right. Because once it's in pen, I can't.
Yeah, you have to say it.
Yeah, you do.
It's in our contracts.
So Matt has had his day already for New Year's resolutions, and we do this every single year where members of the show get to set a New Year's resolution for another member of the show. Today is Jared's day.
And this is the day I get more anxious about than anything. Even going to court, I'm more anxious about this. I don't know
really?
Why it bothers me so much.
Okay.
I guess it's how we really see you.
Oh, great, Jason. That hurts.
I mean,
how do you know it's not going to be a good one? You don't ever know.
No. Well.
Well.
If history is any indicator.
Yeah.
But it's for everybody. It happens to all of us.
Every single one of us have to go. And I think really going later is the worst because then what happens, you've heard everybody's.
Yeah.
And then you're like,
You can gauge the meanness.
I'm going to show them.
Oh, you went easy on me. Okay, I'll go easy on you. Okay.
All right, so who would like to go first?
Let me go first in case someone calls.
Okay. Sounds good.
Oh, our phones are down. Crap. No kidding.
Jared, for this year, I want you to make it your resolution to not get back together with an ex.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Then you can do it.
He's like,
I feel like if I would have given you that resolution over any of the last, 3 years, you would have failed miserably.
All right. I did not expect that at all. That shocked me. Okay. That's a good one.
So I think that's my goal for you for this year is we're going to leave the past in the past. We're going to keep the future in front of us.
Okay. That really surprised me.
Today is a gift. That's why they call it the present.
I usually go through a list of all the things you could possibly not like about me or fault finding. And that was not one.
No?
Okay.
This isn't about things I like or don't like. This is something that I think will make you a better person in 2026 is to not get back together with an ex.
Okay. All right.
Any ex. I'm not singling out one specific ex.
I can tell Jerry is so nervous right now because you are laughing nonstop.
You know, I think to me, the essence of humor is when you don't see it coming.
Yes.
He got me. That was a good one, Matt.
So there you go.
I did not see that one coming.
Well, here's the thing. We're all thinking it.
That's also part of the reason I wanted to go first. I legit thought that could come out of any of the mouths.
All right.
It's true, because at the end, you have to be like, oh, no, that was mine.
Yeah.
Then you gotta think on the fly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So.
Who wants to go next?
Yeah, I can go. I'll go.
Yeah,
all right.
That's fine.
Jared, for the new year, take a deep breath.
Uh-oh.
I want you to start thinking with the head on your shoulders.
Oh, my gosh.
And not the one in your pants.
Oh, my gosh.
Think a lot of your decisions and a lot of your actions are driven from that lower swimsuit area, like to call it.
Okay.
And I think if we just reverse that, it would be maybe a positive for you.
Okay. What about profound loneliness?
Nope.
No.
Okay. Nope. It's okay. I don't think you're going to be profoundly lonely. You got a great family.
Maybe that's where it's coming from.
Oh, no. You got a great fit. You have lots of people. You got friends. You got a great family.
You
don't have to worry about profound loneliness.
Wow.
You just start using.
Didn't see that one coming either.
Okay.
I'm proud of you guys because I thought it was going to be the same stuff.
We really took it seriously this year.
Oh, okay, Katie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough. Whoa.
All right. Jason? That's it. We're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're good.
I see why you had anxiety now.
Yeah. Somehow it's like it's better and worse at the same time. Okay. But anyway.
I am proud of you for not combating anyone yet.
No, that was my New Year's resolution.
Not to do it.
Just to take it. I'm like, just take it.
Okay.
Just take it.
Got it.
Mine, based on last year of you not completing yours because you're on your phone too much.
Right.
Right.
And not to say that I was going to say not to get married this year.
Uh-huh.
But I would say to stop making bad decisions about everything in your life.
Okay, that's a cheat.
It's a very umbrella.
That's a cheat.
That is an umbrella.
Why is that a cheat?
That's not
specific.
See,
there he goes, defensive again.
That's not specific.
You literally just said everything you do is wrong.
Well,
you got to pick a New Year's resolution.
He's like, pick one thing I do that's wrong.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Remember, I said no coupling.
If I have to go have more than I said, it's like every decision, like about the car, about relationships, about things like that. I feel
you're doing more than one. You have to pick
you
one.
You just asked me.
Okay, fine. Yeah. The car, you mean the Tesla?
Yeah, I think that a lot of the decisions you make are kind of like almost impulsive that backfires.
Well,
yeah.
So, okay, so you could say maybe not
be less impulsive.
Be less impulsive.
Yeah, I can get down with that.
Yeah, maybe, which results in a poor decision.
Sure.
I think some of the impulsiveness is why he gets back together with exes, too.
Yeah.
We're circling back.
Yeah. Are we doing a circle back now? I didn't know we were doing a circle back.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Okay.
Am I impulsive? Absolutely. Shopping, cars.
Love.
Love.
It is, in some ways, love.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm impressed at how not impulsive you've been about looking at a new car. Like, I would have assumed you would have had a new one by now.
Yes.
I almost did right away, and it would have been a mistake.
So I agree.
Take a beat, and then, so I'm a little more self-aware than I think you guys think.
I already thought our bet's coming up. I already thought you would have been married.
Yeah. I'm trying to get that lunch, boy. Give me that lunch.
He will get married. He's the only person I know who will get married. Say vows. Yeah. For a free lunch.
Like, to win a bet. And that could lord over your head.
Yes. But I'm not surprised because you do it with timeshares, too. You're like, I will sign my life away for
that
a timeshare.
That was a good deal. They're not good deals anymore. That one was a good deal back in the day.
Right.
It wasn't that expensive. Now they're super. Anyway. All right. Fair enough.
It's over. It's over.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
from us.
Let's go to Taylor. Taylor, what should my New Year's resolution be?
But I'll just stick with one. Try not to park in fire lanes this year.
Oh, that's a good one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I will give an update. I don't deserve a cookie, Katie, for this. But since I was called out about it, I haven't done it one time.
Okay, good.
Good.
The only thing I've done is unload when I have DJ stuff. And that's what people do.
I think that's acceptable.
But I've been almost mortally wounded walking into Food Lion because crossing the street is dangerous.
Hey, if it's your time, it's your time.
It is my time.
You know?
I guess if other people are doing it, like, I'm no better.
He died doing what he loved. Walking in to get food.
If that's the way I died, I'd be so mad at you guys when I'm in heaven or hell or wherever I go. I'd be like, seriously, I told you I needed to park up front. I knew it. I knew this was going to happen. I'd probably get hit by a Tesla.
You're coming.
All right, Taylor. Thank you very much. All right.
Okay, so as bad as you thought? Worse
in some ways. Mm. Funnier in other ways.
Mm-hmm.
Worse in some ways. I didn't think that was that bad.
Oh, everything you do in your life is a mistake? That's kind of harsh.
I didn't say everything. I just said poor decisions in general, and then we listed some of them.
You definitely said everything.
Yeah. It's okay.
I think he expected us to attack more of like his character. And then when we were it's your dating life, it's like, oh, crap.
Yeah, I guess so. I was thinking one way, and it went the other way. Yeah. And so, good job. You guys actually surprised me.
I want to know what you thought we were going to say.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to give you ammo.
Okay. Was it going to say get some friends that you do a guy's day with?
I have some of those.
Okay.
We'll do it. Do a guy's day. Wait, now we're adding.
Yeah, no, we can't.
Now we're adding. Doing guy's day with Bo.
I'll do it. Yeah. I do guy's days with Bo and Sal and
guys
other people.
Guy's days. Yeah.
Vacation, no.
No. Mm-hmm.
Although I did have one coming up, but it was so short notice in Miami with Bo, just me and him.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's nice. Hey, but no.
But I don't know. I don't think I can make it happen. Mm. Unfortunately.
Could have been your lover's retreat.
He's like, I already got our room. He said, when you come to my room, I'll pick you up from the airport and go to my room. I'm like, whoa, what's happening here?
Our room.
Wining and dining. Well, he wants to have a leg up. Like, I did this for you.
Oh, right.
So then
gotcha.
I have to reciprocate. You know, like. Any sort of person's a gold digger.
Yeah, easy saying leg up.
Yeah.